Time for community comment. Opinions are those of the commentator and not necessarily those of KINS Radio.
Before you take your next sip of water, consider the source. Del Mar County now has a choice, McClellan Mountain Spring Water, delivered to your home or office in 3 or 5 gallon spill-proof bottles. McClellan Mountain Spring Water is proudly BPA-free. We're so confident you'll love our water, the first month is free. From our home delivery to our custom-labeled bottled water, McClellan Mountain Spring Water is your local choice for the purest water. For your health and the health of the planet, call McClellan Mountain Spring Water at 268-0254 today.
This is Dick Johnson with a community comment. Marijuana, weed, grass, Mary Jane. It's sort of funny, not funny, ha-ha, but strange funny that I used to think of the folks that grew a little for their own use were tree-hugging hippies that cared about the ecology of the country, but just needed something to get high on. Now, I've never felt the need to get high. When I was very young, I got drunk a couple of times, but the glow I got wasn't worth the hangover the next day. Maybe it's because I have such a short attention span that keeps me from getting depressed over things, or maybe I just have a good outlook from my family, friends, hobbies such as barbershopping, and my church activities that, again, I feel no need for an artificial high such as alcohol or drugs are supposed to give you. From what I've heard, since I've never tried marijuana, that high often isn't enough and they go to something stronger. Anyway, the marijuana trade and growing has taken a major turn for the worse, with Mexican and other cartels moving in and in the process of their grows, destroying flora and fauna with insecticides, fuel leaks, and other destructive methods. They don't seem to be too smart. There was one case over the weekend where a 21-year-old grower threatened a firefighter with a shotgun and got himself arrested. There are many other cases where people have been murdered, others arrested with large amounts of processed weed and lots of cash. $500,000 in one local case. Big bucks are spent on tearing up gardens, and now I see by the paper that many of these gardens are left in a state of disrepair, continuing to destroy the vegetation and animal life involved. Many are in inaccessible or very difficult places to get to. Otherwise, I'd say put some of our physically able homeless to work, cleaning them up. Oh, I forgot. They can't even clean up where they live. It's a very difficult problem we have here, and I have no answers. I guess if folks quit using the stuff, that would do it. Don't hold your breath. A friend of mine was one of the large numbers of folks who had driven off the local roads and highways and ended up hundreds of feet into canyons. My friend survived but is in critical condition in a hospital. At least 10 have died. Humboldt and Del Norte, Trinity and Mendocino counties have some of the most treacherous roads anywhere. I don't know what brought on this spate of canyon crashes, but drive carefully out there. Last Sunday, we had a going-away party at our church for Lorene Carlson, our longtime pianist, organist, choir director, Sunday school leader, and all-around spiritual person. She was also active in the Gideons from when her late husband David worked with them and the Oregon Guild and the Rescue Mission. She and David were also instrumental in helping relocate Hmong families who had been displaced in their homeland. Her son Andrew, who is located in Florida, told me he had sold his truck and bought a new one. When he flipped the visor down in the old truck, a copy of a community comment I made when David passed away fell out. So he said he put it in the new one. You never know where they'll show up. So, bye, Lorene. God's blessings. This is Dick Johnson with a community comment.
Community comment presented on KINS each day. Opinions are those of the commentator and not necessarily those of KINS Radio.